This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We will be streaming live on YouTube shortly, but the computer got disconnected, so we're going to have to figure that out in the next commercial break. So the funny thing about saying that out loud, Anthony, is nobody on YouTube knows that. There's just people staring at their browsers going, isn't that show supposed to go live that I like that starts at 4 o'clock every day? I can't help you.
But you know what? Not until the next break.
Nope, but you know what? We're recording the video, so if we do anything stupid on camera, it'll wind up on the internet later anyway. Good to be with you on this Wednesday. An hour from now, Clinton Yates will make his season debut on Wednesdays. Of course, he's been joining us on Fridays most of the offseason. He's been traveling, and now he's going to join us. And Anthony, we're going to do the bit with Clinton where he asks me questions because he's got questions about the Commanders, because all of a sudden he's got to talk about the Commanders on all of the shows that he does, like Around the Horn. Because they are nationally relevant, and they are nationally relevant because there is a young man named Jaden Daniels who is playing his face off. And not only is he obviously playing extremely well and, like, well for a rookie in any other context you would want it, you can't have an MVP conversation without Jaden Daniels right now through four games. Now, that sounds like a ridiculous statement because he's a rookie and rookies don't win MVPs and whatever, but and there's a long way to go. If I had to bet for or against him finishing top five in MVP voting by the end of the year, I'd probably still vote against it. Definitely if it was top three. Top five, I'd have to think about it. Top 10, he's getting it. Unless things go completely sideways and or something worse happens. Knock on your wood, et cetera, et cetera. But realistically, through four games, good luck naming a bunch of guys that have been more impactful on their teams than Jaden. And that is very, very hard to do as a rookie. And that ability to create that for Washington has come down to excellent coaching as well as a lot of work put in by Daniels himself. I thought Mark Schlereth was great with this yesterday. If you missed that at 6 o'clock, it is worth a listen in the podcast, no matter when you listen to it, and you listen to it over the weekend, it still will be good. But even when they were out in Arizona, and it's, you know, they're on West Coast time, they get out there, their entire facility has basically been moved out there. Cliff is operating out of a temporary office in whatever hotel or whatever they're in. And who pops in at 5:30 in the morning to say, hey, what you watching? You know, let's chat. Anything we want to talk about? Jaden Daniels. Still on the road, operating. It's like business as usual. I get up at 5:30. This is how I work. Time zone, home, away, doesn't matter. This is how we roll. And so it's taken a lot of work by Jaden, but it starts with how Cliff has done a tremendous job of making sure that he has an offense that Jaden can operate. And actually, that was a topic of conversation today at the press conference, both for Jaden Daniels and for Dan Quinn. We'll start with Quinn's thoughts on it and how his offensive coordinator has tailored things for his rookie quarterback.
I think the first part, Nick, was probably like there's an exploring that goes on. And if you go all the way back, there was, you know, reps, you know, what would we feature for Jaden? What would we feature for Marcus? And what routes were he most comfortable with coming in? And so we actually had some that were some of his tips from LSU, and we started from there, and that was 100% from Cliff to say, hey, what are some ones that, you know, coming out of bed you want this play called and you know it like the back of your hand? And so we started from there, and then as you added and you felt more comfortable, that's why the reps are so important. And so from walkthroughs and training camp reps, and then you kind of tailored on both sides of the ball, what's good enough, what's not, what should we hold and wait for later. Some things that we would still be working on now may not be game ready, but there are still concepts that you continue to work, and then also finding the personnel for some of them is really important too.
One of the things I love about that is Cliff has been known in, you know, in his career, and not just in the NFL, but in college, to fade late in the season. The fact that they're still working on stuff that's in the bag now, like, that would seem to have a shelf life. That seems to say that, hey, there's stuff that maybe we're not ready for it now, but we anticipate needing it, so let's get it ready later on in the season. That inner drive to never stop innovating, to never be satisfied. And maybe you have to practice some patience. Maybe you have to hold tight on some stuff because you don't need it yet. You don't want to use stuff that you don't need. That way, you know, you want to keep as much in the bag as possible in case you need it later, I guess is the better way to say that. But ultimately, the fact that they are finding stuff that he can operate at a high level, because football at the end of the day is a game of execution, especially offensively. You know, defensively, if you can know what's coming, it makes it a lot easier to put guys in position to execute. You still have to make the tackles, play the leverages right, like do all the little things. Your hand, you know, work has to be good as a D lineman. You have to get a good push. But on offense, like, you know the plays. You have the scripted part of it. You're not doing the improv. There's some improv that happens, but you're following the script. How well do you execute the script? And so getting guys who understand exactly what they need to do and where they need to be looking and what decisions need to be made is really important at every position. Tailoring that to a young quarterback with this kind of skill set, that's how you get the offense that you've gotten. To the point that there are times it doesn't matter what the coverage is. Like, there's some quick game stuff they're doing that Jaden is so on top of and is so good with. This is another special trait of his. We talk about the athleticism. We can talk about the touch down the field. His release is so quick. And his ability to get his feet set and get the ball out is so quick that there are times that you got an inside receiver, especially, whether it's a guy who's lined up at number two, if you will, right? The tight end is, you know, one. You got on the outside, or sorry, the tight end is say, number three. The middle guy is number two, so like a slot guy, and then you have your outside guy, number one. And if you have that number two guy, that slot guy, no matter where he is, or maybe number three, that tight end or a second slot receiver, kind of an inside slot, if you got a trips formation out to one side, whatever that version is, where the guys that are closer to the ball, and they run those quick hook patterns, 5 yards, sit, run 5 yards, turn around, look for football. There are times that there are defenders flying to cover those guys, and they can't get there fast enough. And if you were to draw the play against the coverage on paper, that's not open. Hey, it's cover two. There's five underneath defenders. We can't complete little hooker outs because everyone's going to be covered up. Not with Jaden Daniels at quarterback, because he can look at that defender and be like, I know where you're going. You can't get there fast enough. Zip. And that is special. So having that, having the RPOs, having the bubble screens, they are running the ball and running screens at a higher percentage than anyone else in the league on first down, but they're mixing those things up, and you defend those things very differently. Right? You need resources outside the numbers and outside the hashes on screenplays. If you're running inside, whether it's a power, you know, gap scheme type of stuff, whether it's duo, whether it's inside zone, any of those inner run plays with Brian Robinson, you need those guys inside. So just that conflict. Yeah, okay, we know it's going to be a run or a screen. Cool. Which one is it? That's an important piece of this equation. Cliff has done a tremendous job of getting that stuff that he's comfortable with called, and then Jaden, obviously, and company executing it at a high level. And Daniels was talking or asked about this as well today, the process of building this offense in ways that he is comfortable. And here's what the rookie quarterback had to say.
Yeah, I mean, Cliff is very open-minded. Anything that he feels is going to work, or he'll try it out, man. And selfish, because obviously, you know, he's that. It could be that type of person. Like, man, this is my system. This is how we're going to run it. This is how we're going to do things. But nah, he's just back there. He gives us the freedom to go out there and play ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The thing I really appreciate about Cliff on that front is he has things he wants to accomplish in a way certain things are going to get done. But he's open to how they accomplish them. And that is the magic of coaching offense in this league. And certain coaches are really good about this, and certain coaches are more stubborn than others in the how, right? Kyle Shanahan's pretty stubborn in how. And when you're Brock Purdy, you just listen to what Kyle says, and all of a sudden you're in the MVP conversation too. When you're Matt Ryan in Atlanta, you have fights about it in the meeting room, but then you go out and you wind up probably doing most of it Kyle's way, even though I think Kyle and Matt, from the stories that I've heard from that relationship, like there was some give and take. But it was different than the next year when Logan was there, and he tells the stories of being in meetings when Steve Sarkisian, the offensive coordinator, would put up a play to install for a given week, and Matt would go, I don't like that. And Sark would go, okay, and he'd take it down, and they'd throw it out. Kyle would be like, no, we're going to do it this way. Or maybe like, what don't you like about it? I don't like this. Okay, well, then let's adjust and move this guy here. You don't like being in gun for this, or you don't like being under center for this? Let's switch it. But we're going to the bulk of this we're going to keep because I know it works. And so I think that's the kind of conversation that Cliff has with Jaden. Hey, if I want to attack with Terry over here, what are you comfortable throwing? Where do you want him coming from? And so they can do the things like they did on that 3rd and 7 where they drove play in the dirt. Or during the week, they can take, hey, here's the concept that I like. Here's this thing from my offense. And Jaden, do you like this? No, I'd rather it be this. Okay, well, this is trying to accomplish that. So that needs to stay, but can we get this other thing that you want? Or, as Dan talked about in his answer, this is a concept that we took from the air raid with 4 wide receivers, but we want to run it out of 3 tight ends. Okay, how do we accomplish that? Are we best doing that from this formation or that formation? Which guys should be in which spots? We need some vertical speed down the field. Okay, well, let's not put John Bates in that spot. Let's put Ben Sinnott, who's a better runner. Like, these are the details that matter in this league. And Cliff has done a really, really excellent job so far of doing that within the context of doing things that Jaden is comfortable with. He teaches it at a really high level to everyone, and that's how you have one of the most efficient offenses in football through 4 weeks, even though you have a rookie quarterback operating it. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. When we get back, more from Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels as they addressed the press earlier today. 4:30 are NFL tiers. Can the Commanders make another climb? Are they going to get into puncher's chance this week? Whoa. We'll discuss coming up at 4:30 here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.